All right, time for Sarah's Backstage Pass.
Hi, Carl, and hello to all of our listeners. Tonight, I'm going to talk about my experience attending the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah, this past week. The film The Longest Goodbye focuses on space travel and the effects of isolation. Astronaut Katie Coleman's six-month space travels are featured. Director Ido Mizrahi explains the film.
We set out to make a documentary about the mission to Mars, but while filming it, the story started changing on us. As we were opening all these different doors at Johnson Space Center, we discovered a unit of space psychologists whose job it was to keep astronauts sane in space. Suddenly, our story wasn't going to be only about the mission. It was about all of us, about what we've all experienced in the last 3 years. Isolation, loneliness, social connectedness. All these things connect us with space exploration in ways that I never expected.
I can highly recommend The Longest Goodbye. Check out my interviews on Sarah's Backstage Pass. Next up, Still, a Michael J. Fox movie. This excellent biography by director Davis Guggenheim tells the story of Fox's rise to fame in Hollywood and his battles with Parkinson's disease that began at 29 years of age. Here's Davis.
It is a film about an actor from the 80s and 90s. It is a film about a man who has Parkinson's, but I think in both cases, those expectations are subverted in the film. It is not what you'd expect. We set out to make a story that is surprising, that's a wild ride, and that tries to push the boundaries of what a film can be.
In speaking with director Davis Guggenheim, he told me, "I've learned so much from Michael. Working with him has changed my life." I'm Sarah Knight Adamson, your film and TV critic, and I'll see you next week. Check out my Sundance Film Festival coverage as I screen 25 films.